my group, Fathers United for Change, we had this young man who was a gang member in our community. Was one of the problem. He has 3 kids now. He wasn't providing that parental support. One day, one of our PRO stepped up to the plate and went over to him, like, show him certain things. I said, going down a life of violence will lead you to 2 roads. One to the prison and the other to the graveyard. And he started to show him that you have reason for you to live so that you can see your children grow up one day. And after a while of that counseling, that constant support and conversation with him, he joined our group. He's now our assistant PRO, and he's providing that support for his children now than ever before.
President of the community organization Fathers United for Change, based in Trenchtown, Siebert Williams. Parenting is not an easy task. Sometimes it can become quite overwhelming, but the Unite for Change initiative, through advocacy and partnership, is placing immense focus on better parenting for a better Jamaica. Unite for Change, in partnership with the National Parenting Support Commission, as well as other private and public sector groups, is empowering parents in several communities across the island.
We have this series known as Street Talk to Real Talk, and the idea is to go into quite a few targeted communities where we have recognized that there are significant dysfunctionalities, especially where it is turning up at schools.
Director of Crime Prevention and Community Safety in the Ministry of National Security, Courtney Brown. The initiative provides parents with support from several non-governmental organizations.
This involves going house to house, corner to corner, and raising the issue of parenting and to hear from persons what are some of the challenges that they are facing in terms of parenting, and to engage them in a conversation as to how we can start to change how we approach parenting.
At the end of that, we end with a community meeting where we get the community to choose how will they help themselves to become better parents.
Project Manager Unite for Change, Patricia Duncan Sutherland. This is done through community parenting or cell parenting, where groups of parents come together to support each other. This is a true embodiment of the old saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
Fixing it now is by launching in numerous campaigns, having a conversation about what it takes to be a father or a mother, preparing that person before that person become mother and father.
President of the community-based group Fathers United for Change, Siebert Williams. Believe it or not, women play a major role in helping fathers to man up and become a part of their child's life.
So one of the first things women can do is to allow participation in the life of the child, even when there is no financial resources. Mm-hmm. Don't base the relationship only on money.
Director of Crime Prevention and Community Safety in the Ministry of National Security, Courtney Brown. Mr. Brown encourages mothers to insist that fathers play a more active role in the lives of their children, whether they are in the matrimonial home or outside of the home.
The outcome for the longer term is more fathers being involved in their children's lives in a positive way, more mothers being involved in their children's lives in a positive way, and that based on that, behavior will change to be much more social rather than antisocial.
The aim is for the society to become more caring and gentle and reduce the number of persons killed in our sweet little paradise, Jamaica, land we love. Although Child Month has ended, safeguarding our children is still a priority. Before we go, here's a thought. I will stay. Absence of financial resources should not prevent love and participation in the life of a child. That tip was brought to you by Unite for Change in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.